Hey, Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team. And today is Monday, September. It's not the 14th. It's actually the 28th. I don't know why I keep coming up on the 14th here. That's weird. But we're on the 28th today. And we're doing a dealer training call. These meetings are open to anyone in AMSOIL or is looking at being an AMSOIL dealer. I hope you listen to these and get something to help your business grow. If you're on the Sparks team, there's exclusive information available on our dealer training website. You just go to our main website, www.lube-direct.com, and click on the dealer training site link. You can go right to that and request a login and password. Be glad to send you one, and you can get some exclusive information. We've got brochures that we've made up personally for our team, as well as other information, training information, and how to get started. These dealer training meetings, if you're an AMSOIL dealer and you've got one close to your house, you can log into the AMSOIL dealer zone and click on the training tab and find these dealer training meetings. They're all across the country. AMSOIL's ramping this up. Instead of having the AMSOIL University once a year up at the AMSOIL headquarters in Superior, Wisconsin, they're coming out across the United States and Canada. They just had some in Toronto and Edmonton and other places. They're having some in Orlando, Atlanta, Georgia, St. Louis, Missouri. All across the country, they're going to have these dealer training meetings. And if you're a dealer that's within driving distance any of these, plan to go yourself and bring a prospective dealer with you. I've heard the conversion rates for converting a prospect into a dealer is really high at these things. It's a really good program, and I'm sure AMSOIL does a great job of providing information on the business opportunity as well as training for being an AMSOIL dealer. If you haven't read my newsletter, be sure to check that out. But I wanted to talk tonight about your lubedealer.com website. Anybody that has one of those websites, they are no longer available. So if you had a lubedealer.com website, you can forward this to a new website. And if you have the EmpowerKit website from AMSOIL, this is automatic. But if you're like myself, we design our own websites and whatnot, you'll need to contact AMSOIL at webadmin@amsoil.com and forward and submit your forwarding link. For instance, I had one for as a direct jobber, we had these for free, and I just set one up. So I had one that was lubedealer.com /msparks for our business, and I just forwarded that to my lube-direct website. And if you've been out there on the internet for any length of time and you've posted those links somewhere, on any site, anywhere, those things are still out there. And so if you don't forward that lubedealer.com website and someone happens to click on it in the future and it goes to a site that says no longer available, well, as my daughter used to say, SOL stands for so out of luck. That's what you are. You're so out of luck. But if you do this forwarding like I'm talking about, you send a link to the webadmin@amsoil.com to your new address, it will automatically populate right over to that, and you'll get credit for that sale. And I know dealers over the years, I mean, you think about me for the last 15 years, I've probably got links, hundreds or thousands of links that I've posted on message boards and websites, and I don't know who knows where that site could be showing up. So I made sure and forwarded that, and I checked them and made sure they worked, and they do work. So if you haven't done that, do that now so you can get credit for your customers that click on those links that you had posted in the past. On to tonight's program. In my email, I had several topics I wanted to cover tonight. One of them is fill your calendar. Another one we're going to talk about is using the AMSOIL tools. Have a personal game plan for your business and look for and sponsor quality people. So we're going to start out with fill your calendar. I'm really still surprised on how many people don't use or know or even know how to use a calendar. This is evidence in how many people are calling into our weekly calls every week. All it takes is to set a weekly calendar with a reminder 10 minutes before the call to call in and get the information. And it's the same every week, same number, same call and information, and the same time every single week. All you have to do is set your phone, if you have a cell phone, or if you have a Google Gmail calendar or whatever, Outlook calendar, you can set a recurring calendar item that will remind you to call into our calls or any other type of thing. And if you've been in sales or business before, you'll know that income generating activities are what builds success and income in your business. So find the things that generate income, that generate repeat sales and leads, and do this often. And you use your calendar to remind yourself to do those things. Get yourself in front of new prospective people, and this is essential. This could be doing shows, networking events, or getting out and just talking with potential accounts like shops and commercial prospects. These types of accounts are everywhere. Set a specific time each week to go do these activities. Depending on the type of job and what you do, if it's from, you know, if you get one day off a week, you know, maybe you work one of those four tens and you get Fridays off, set your calendar to go out and talk to prospective customers. If you drive home from work every day at a certain time, maybe you work the afternoon shift and you get off at 3 o'clock, or maybe you get off at 5 o'clock, and set your calendar when you get off work that you're going to stop at one place every day on the way home from work and take a different route home from work. You would be surprised how many different types of accounts are on your way home. Unless you live out somewhere in Nome, Alaska or something, I guarantee you there is potential accounts in every direction. And so you take an extra 10 or 15 minutes to get home from work and stop at a place or find a different way home or look for a local business that you can stop in and say hi to, carry your AMSOIL business cards. And if you're really slick, you could have your AMSOIL shirt in the car and switch that out real quick before you drive home and stop in, or just even have an AMSOIL hat. Yeah, that's all you need. And stop at some of those accounts. Follow-up is important. If you meet a new prospect, when do you plan on following up with them? Put that in your calendar. If you need to call them, email them, send them something in the mail, put that in your calendar. Be sure to set a reminder. You meet a new person, and you take their information, and you promise to call them in a week, you call them in 2 weeks or whatever, put that in your calendar. And this can all be done from a smartphone. It can be done from your computer. And if you don't have any one of those, you can just go buy one of those old-fashioned calendars that you can write it down if that makes you feel better. Just go ahead and do something so you can remember to follow up with customers or prospects. Spend time searching for local events. Find out when the events are in your local area and add them to your calendar. If there's a car show you want to go to or a gun show or whatnot, whatever type of events you enjoy going to, put them in your calendar. That way, when other things pop up, you can tell your friends that you're busy that day or that weekend or what have you. If you already have something in your calendar, that takes precedence over other things. Obviously, if your daughter is graduating college like mine is in December 11th, there's not much I can do about that. But other things, if, you know, hey, let's go, you know, do whatever, but you've got something more important like an AMSOIL event, you've got that in your calendar already, that won't take precedence. So use your calendar for events. Use Google or local searches to find car shows, farm shows, ag shows, lawn and garden shows, boat shows, hunting shows, gun shows, etc. in your local area. These things are advertised weeks, if not months, in advance. Sometimes it's appropriate to visit them the first time to see if they're worth doing, and then put them on your calendar for next year. You know, find out what kind of traffic. If you're going to say, well, I'm thinking about doing this boat show that's been going on for the last 15, 20 years, well, maybe I'll go to that this year and be a paid customer, which you can also deduct from your taxes, because, you know, you're going to scope this thing out and walk around, see what kind of traffic, see if it's worth doing the show, if where the booth is, the cost of the booth, meet the people that put on the show, meet some of the vendors at the show, and tell them you're looking at doing a show next year, tell them what they ask them what they think or whatnot. That's always that's like, you know, doing the groundwork. So go out there, find some local shows in your area within, you know, 50-100 miles, and see if those shows are worth doing next year, and put them on your calendar. And then if they're always, normally these types of shows are the same time frame of the year, so it might be the second week of September, the first week of May, or what have you. They always do them this around the same time. And put them in your calendar, and then, you know, put a reminder, say, okay, this show is the second week of May. I need to start looking at, you know, maybe getting my booth set up in April or March. So maybe March I'll put in a reminder that says, hey, go check out, you know, XYZ Car Show. And this is the contact person. You get that at the show you went to check it out, and you give them a call and say, hey, I'm looking at doing this show. You guys still doing it this year and whatnot? And they'll give you time to follow up. Other things for your calendar, to fill that calendar up, we have calendar events for sending out customer thank yous. We have calendar events for co-op credits. We print those out every month so we can check them out and see what kind of co-op points for our retail on the shelf accounts are about to expire, or what is available to order any kind of things for our retail on the shelf accounts. We have other monthly functions that we do. Anybody in AMSOIL, we all get paid on the 15th of each month. So what you need to do on the 16th for your AMSOIL business, the first thing you need to do is figure out how much money you want to transfer to your own personal accounts. You need to budget your expenses, and then you need to restock your AMSOIL supply or order literature and clothing items, etc. Put these in your calendar each month. So on the 15th, you say, hey, I got paid for AMSOIL. I'm going to go check out my check. Ooh, boy, I got a $1,000 check this month. What am I going to do with this $1,000? I always recommend it's important to take some of those commissions that you get to spend for yourself. This is your business. You work hard to build your AMSOIL business. So some of that money you get to spend for yourself. Some of it you get to reinvest into the business. So if your check is a couple hundred or a couple thousand, be sure to budget some personal use for your commission checks. It's if we always just put it back into the business, that's no fun as well. On to using AMSOIL tools. Do you subscribe to the Premium Dealer Zone? If you are at all serious about your AMSOIL business, there is important information that you could use to help build the business in the Premium Dealer Zone. I realize you may be only earning $50, $100 a month in AMSOIL, but it's important right now to get that information in the Premium Dealer Zone right now. Start by using the dealer dashboard. There is insightful information about each one of your customers' accounts. You can see their buying habits. You can figure out when they're buying, their frequency, what they're buying. There are also great charts and graphs that help you determine if your business is growing or even floundering. We don't want our business to flounder, so we want to figure out how to make it grow each and every single month. Another tool we use often is the labor report. And AMSOIL labor reports can download into Excel spreadsheets of your dealers, your PCs, preferred customers, your commercial or retail on the shelf accounts, as well as your catalog customers. You can then sort this Excel spreadsheet list by who your top customers are, when they ordered last. You can import them into programs like your thank you card program and email listing, or you can even print labels for sending letters and literature to your customers and accounts. We use that program every single week when we upload our new dealer report. So when I every Saturday or every Sunday or Monday, when I get ready to do my call, I download the new labor report for our dealers on our team. I upload it to our email program that we use. The one we use is iContact, but there's a bunch of other ones you could use. And then all the new dealers that are on our team for that week get introduced to our system. They're on the list, and they're ready to go to get all of our information. So use that label report. That's part of the premium dealer zone. If you don't have the premium dealer zone, you're not quite there yet, that's okay. There's also the new customer report. This is open to all dealers. If you don't consistently add new customers to your business won't grow. It's just a matter of fact. We strive for between 5 and 15 new customers each month. Some months it's more than that when we go do these shows and register 25, 50, 100 accounts. And some months it's 5 new customers. That's okay. But we always strive for new customers every single month. Some of these are dealers, some are PC, some are commercial and retailer or installer accounts. But adding new customers is the lifeblood of your business, and we should be doing this often. Have a personal game plan for your business. I believe many dealers don't have a clue what to do for success. What is your game plan? How are you going to grow your business? I try not to to think too hard on this. AMSL has all the steps for success in writing. All you have to do is follow them. It's and be a super successful AMSL dealer if you want. Granted, it's not as easy as 1-2-3 program, and the reason being is because there are so many ways to build an AMSL business. I feel the best way to build an AMSL business is to do what makes sense. Have you studied the AMSL G47B? This is the compensation plan document. You can find that in the dealer zone. And also the G3501, the dealer profit list. When you're first getting started in AMSL, you need to figure out what the biggest bang for your buck in your time is when getting started. And then you need to see at what things are looking like at the DJ level. I can tell you right now, the commercial and retail on-the-shelf accounts are the best deal when first getting started. You can go out there and earn 17 to 20% on your commercial retail accounts. And I suggest all dealers getting started in AMSL have 5, 10, or 25 commercial retail accounts. That's account. If you have 25 commercial retail accounts, that's account direct. That's what you need to be striving for when first getting started in AMSL. The second key is to build a team. When you build a team, you want to teach your team to do the same. So the exact 1-2-3 program would be is you become an AMSL dealer. You go out and find 25 commercial retail accounts, then you go find 5 dealers to show them how to have 25 commercial retail accounts. Then you go find 5 more dealers to show them how to find 25 commercial retail accounts. You do this over and over again, you will have the largest AMSL business in the company. The key to success in AMSL is that we can't do all this by ourselves, and it wasn't designed this way. Sure, you can go out and earn a few, get yourself a few hundred commercial retail accounts, and let's say they're buying $100 a week in AMSL, you can have a six-figure income, but that's a lot of work, and when you get too old and you get too tired, you get too decrepit to go out there and drive around and do all these things, your business may just fall on its face. Sponsoring is the key to long-term residual income. Let me say that again. Sponsoring is the key to long-term residual income. All of us, the problem with life is that we all will die, and we will all get too old, too tired, and too decrepit to continue on. And sponsoring is a way to continue your business when you can't do it, which is what I want to talk about next. Look for and sponsor quality people. Times are changing, folks, like it or not, but there are changes a-coming. It's always been this way. It has. Since the very beginning, even before AMSL started, there's always been changes. There's going to be changes going forward. The key is start sponsoring dealers into your business. Key to wealth is to have leverage. What is leverage? Well, in finance, leverage is any technique to multiply gains or losses. In our business, we don't have to worry too much about losses unless we pay for things we shouldn't be paying for. But the beauty of the AMSOIL business is sponsoring new dealers allows you to leverage your time, your talent, and your resources to earn more than if you did it all by yourself. Understanding the fundamental fact that leverage is what all millionaires use. This is the key. Use leverage. You can use leverage to, you can leverage your money or capital, meaning you can invest your money or your capital, which in turn gives you cash, which you can then also invest. So that creates leverage. You can leverage your time, meaning you pay others to do work that you can profit from. This is the foundation of business ownership. You hire employees and they earn income, but you also earn profits off their income. You know, the employee is expected to produce more in profits than they cost in wages. Whether it be the accountant in the back office or the salesperson, if they're not producing more than what they cost, they are, what they say, fired. You are fired. If you don't put out in your company more than what you are paid, you are a loss of the company and you will not be there very long. Lastly, leverage your talents. Think of things like the music industry or the literature industry. You write a song or write a book, and people buy that song or they buy the book, and then hundreds or thousands or even millions buy these songs. Think of the Beatles. They wrote one song, and millions and millions and millions of people have listened to that song. They've earned profit each time that song is played. That's called leveraging talent. And they earn profit every time a record is played or a book is sold. In AMSOIL, our leverage is people. We help others earn a profit and build a business. In turn, some of that productivity is passed to us, the servicing dealer or the sponsoring dealer. On sponsoring quality people, sponsoring people that are drain on your time, your money, and your efforts is going backwards. On the other hand, sponsoring someone who is eager, coachable, understanding, smart, ambitious, disciplined, self-motivated, creative, visionary, a communicator, there are a lot of positive traits that you should go out and look for to find someone to join your team. One of the greatest AMSOIL booklets that's put out is the G1228, the G1228. It's how to sponsor AMSOIL dealers. You can find many examples on how to sponsor. If you read this several times, you may come to an understanding of what makes good AMSOIL dealers. I've heard in the past you can't spot the posers from the amateurs. You can't spot the posers from the professionals. You can't really tell off the bat, but you can. There are some traits that are out there that you can determine if someone's going to have the potential to succeed. You need to go through all these people. You need to sponsor some that are losers. You need to sponsor some that are going to go out and kill it. That's just part of it. Even myself, after the last 15 years, I can't determine who's going to succeed in AMSOIL. Heck, if I were to be interviewed for AMSOIL back in 2000, I guarantee somebody wouldn't have selected me as a dealer. I had no sales experience. I never called on or followed up with a customer in my life. Actually, I hated sales. Heck, I think I hated people back in 2000. I don't know. But that's until I found a product, a system, and a company that I could believe in. Since then, I've come to be one of the top AMSOIL dealers in the company. I tell you what, it's just a great company. And I have a product, a system, and a company that I believe 100% in. I have no problem staking my reputation on AMSOIL, the products, and the company. That's for sure. So finding quality people can be hard, but there are a few things to be on the lookout for. Does the person you are talking with have high moral standards? No morals, they won't last long. We don't want to recruit or sponsor people that are immoral or do things in a way that will look bad on AMSOIL or the company or yourself. So that's one thing to keep up with. The other thing is, are they ambitious? Finding people with no ambition is a sure way to waste your time, I can tell you that. Some people are not ambitious, and they won't be inclined to build an AMSOIL business. What I'm going to do here real quick, I got a last couple of minutes. I'm going to give you the top 10 people to find a sponsor in your AMSOIL business? Number one, people who already value AMSOIL products. This could be preferred customers, commercial accounts, retail on the shelf accounts, catalog customers, or your own personal customers. Do they like AMSOIL products? Are they currently using? This is number one. Go find these people. If you have preferred customers, find a subtle way to offer the business opportunity to them. Number two, people have a desire to start their own business. You know, there are thousands upon thousands of home-based business. There's thousands of other types of business like real estate, insurance, franchises. You know, some people spend upwards of $250,000, $500,000, or $1 million on a franchise. I tell you what, I haven't spent that much to build my AMSOIL business. So it seems like a great business opportunity for those that want to start their own business. Hardworking number three, hardworking, self-starting, stable people. You want to find people that work hard, people that have discipline, people that are stable. Stable meaning that they do what they say and they say what they do. People that are wishy-washy probably will be wishy-washy in the AMSOIL business. Just be aware of that. Number four, people with good experience. That's people in direct sales, or they have mechanical background, or they've been in any type of sales before. They've been told no. People in direct sales, maybe they've tried other companies, other types of network marketing companies. These are good people to find for the AMSOIL business. Listen, we have the only home-based network marketing business that allows a person to go out and work directly with commercial retail on-the-shelf accounts. This is sets us apart. We're not just selling a few things, a lipstick to our neighbors and our friends, or a little potion and lotion to somebody else, or wrap around our stomach to make us thin or what have you. I'm not saying those things are bad. I'm just saying we have a great product that we can sell not only to people that want to have better lubrication, but we can go out and set up commercial accounts that use our products that save money. We can go out and set up retail on the shelf, business to business. We're a business to business marketing company, and this is what sets us apart. So go out there and find people with experience that just want more. That's a better way. Number five, people looking for retirement income. I don't know what they said, 10,000 baby boomers every day are retiring, drawing Social Security. I guarantee you Social Security is not enough to live on. If you go back and listen to our call with Norm Ayers, he started his AMSOIL business at 67. I think he's 80 now. He's a Regency direct jobber. I'm sure he's grateful for the extra income he's getting on his AMSOIL business. It's never too late to start your AMSOIL business. So find people that are in their 50s, 60s, heck, even their 70s. 70s is the new 50s. People are living to be 80, 90, or 100. They're looking for things to do. They don't want to stand at Walmart and say, hi, welcome to Walmart. They'd rather go sell AMSOIL products. I guarantee it. So number six, people with a desire to get more out of life. Time freedom. You want to see your daughter dance on the stage. You want to see your son play baseball or football. You want to go to the play or the band concert. You want to spend time with your wife. You want to go for a walk in the morning with your dog at 10 o'clock in the morning like I do. That's people who desire to get more out of life. You got to do this. There's people that want that. They don't want to go to work for 40 hours a week to end up retiring broke. There's a better way. Number seven, successful people. Successful people are successful for one reason. They have a desire to succeed. If they see the opportunity with the AMSOIL business and whatever they're doing now, they can figure out really quick that the AMSOIL business is a better way. The people, number eight. Do you know anybody that likes other people? They like to talk. That's kind of like me. I'm a people. After I decided back in 2000 that I really didn't hate people, it was just something I grew up with, so I had to get past that. But I really like people. I enjoy learning about other people. I enjoy talking to other people. If I had to be in isolation in prison, I'd probably go crazy because I enjoy being around other people. So find those type of people. Number nine, busy people. People that aren't busy, they're not busy for a reason. Busy people are successful people. Find those people. They're good AMSOIL dealers. And number 10, husband and wife teams. Go look in the AMSOIL magazine of all the top leaders in AMSOIL. Many of them, if not most of them, are husband and wife teams. Myself and Alicia are husband and wife teams. We work together every day. She does certain things really well. I do other things really well. So those are the top 10, and you can find those in the AMSOIL G1228, How to Sponsor AMSOIL Dealers. I'm telling you, the AMSOIL business opportunity keeps getting better and better. If you're looking for a way to earn $500, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 or more a month in a business that costs little to nothing to get started, AMSOIL could be that business. If you're on the Sparks team, I'd love to discuss with you personally your goals and your game plan to have AMSOIL business that you desire. You see, I've been there and I've done it, and I'd be happy to show you how to do the same. With that, everyone, don't forget, if you like these calls or have a question, be sure to post on our website, lube-direct.com. Questions on our website will be answered within 24 hours. It benefits all dealers. When others ask questions, remember the only dumb question is one that doesn't get asked. With that, I hope everybody has a great week. Go out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone. Thanks for getting on. Appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you.